Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
The subject of this episode is, how am I getting in my own way of being happy? 11 plus ways to create happiness from the inside out. 1. If you were to ask most people what they really want out of life, they would say, I would like to be happy. Even those people who believe that having wealth and riches think that money will make them happy. Yes, having more than enough money will certainly take care of some stressors. However, for those of us who listen to the news and read the paper, we know that many of the wealthiest people in the country, the multi-million dollar athletes and the multi-million dollar actors, seem to find more ways to get themselves into trouble than the average American. So having money isn't the answer. And if you believe that working yourself into ill health while ignoring your family and friends to build wealth will make you happy, I'm here to tell you that this just isn't true. More often than not, the workaholics out there, and you know who you are just using your own method to not deal with those negative thoughts that run around in your head, especially if you're left to have some peaceful time, relaxing, and maybe even doing nothing. Meaning that if you have this happening to you, you have some emotional garbage that needs to be dealt with the same as any other addict out there. 2. Another way that people get in the way of being happy is by feeling like they need to say yes to every request that is made of them. People do this because they have a need to be needed. Yet when one is always doing for others instead of for one's self, resentment and anger are what come about, instead of any sort of happiness. Learn how to use the word you learned and had no trouble using when you were 2 years old. No. And when you needn't have a reason for saying no because someone is asking you to do something, all you need to say is that you would prefer not to and leave it at that. 3. Complaining endlessly of how life is unfair or how ill you are feeling, constantly feeding your unconscious mind with all that is negative, is a really good way to create massive amounts of unhappiness and bring poor health to you, including feelings of depression. Stop the endless complaining. Grab a journal and freely write down those things that you really would like to do, regardless of how illogical they may seem. I've created many magnificent experiences traveling the world, keeping focused on what I truly wanted. And you know what? The way showed up in getting me to those places, even places in Africa where I was asked to consult or to work with a family and teach. So get your ideas on paper and be ingenious, because you too can create the experiences that will bring happiness to your life as well, while letting go of all the victim mentality that no one wants to hear anyway. It's boring and selfish. Be creative and fun, and your life will turn around. I can promise you that much. 4. Hanging around people who are depressed, always wanting something of you, while never giving anything back to you that nurtures you. I call these people leeches, because they drain you of all your life-giving energy. Leeches can also be those people in your life that never have a nice thing to say about you to your face, always tell you what to think and what to feel. The way that I go about dealing with these people is to dump them out of my life. I would rather have my energy centers and aura nice and clean without other people's endless complaints spoiling my happy and constructive attitude. What about you? 5. Putting off anything that is important to you because you bought into the BS that you have to save millions of dollars to retire. How about enjoying your life now by engaging in income-producing activities that you love and that fulfill you, as well as taking those trips, seeing your friends that live far away while you're still healthy enough to do so. I just got word from a person I knew 20 years ago about his wife who was 22 or 23 that died 5 years ago of breast cancer. She was only in her early 40s. There was another very beautiful soul that I knew from my ex's workplace, also dead of cancer in her early 50s. And just a few months ago, another person I know from my place of worship died of sepsis, blood poisoning, after a knee replacement in her early 60s. A woman with much love and passion and care in her soul, leaving behind a loving daughter and husband who truly miss her, effervescent personality, as we all do, those who knew her anyway. There are many others that I could tell you about, but I believe you get the message. Go out and enjoy the life you are sure that you have. This will bring many great memories, bringing happiness into your heart whenever you think of them. 6. Being in a toxic relationship. I can't tell you how many of my clients will start out their work with me telling me how great their primary relationship is, only to find out in the next session, while they're in trance, hypnosis, that they are in abusive relationships, though they didn't realize it, because the abuse looked like being isolated from their friends and family. Or maybe they were not being appreciated for the thoughtful things that they did for their partner, and instead received a lot of degrading and upsetting comments for those same thoughtful efforts. Too often people get stuck in this sort of relationship, making up excuses for inexcusable behavior. If this is true of your relationship, you're best to ask yourself why you feel that it's okay to be treated like garbage. Because the reality is that it is never okay to be treated like this. Then you need to find out if your partner will get help with you. Though sadly, in most cases, the abuser feels that the behavior is in line and can't figure out what you are complaining about. Bit of a red flag to get away when that happens, because you can't fix a relationship without the other person also being willing to work on it. 7. Being in a soul-sucking job for the money you earn. It isn't worth it on any level, knowing so many people who have created depression, anxiety, aches and pains, their unconscious mind telling them in many ways that they need to find a different way to take care of themselves. If this is you, look deeply into your soul and find those things that you truly enjoy doing, creating an opportunity around those attributes. This is exactly how I found my way into hypnotism, realizing that I had a talent for helping people better understand what they needed to create happiness and fulfillment in their lives. This, along with the fact that I fired all the bosses that didn't fire me first. Not a great employee, to say the least. Autonomy. Freedom. Fun being my highest values for my work, along with creative problem solving and watching people become whole and complete. Add the distant travel to cool places that came about because of my unique skill set, and I can honestly say I enjoy every day doing what I love to do. How about you? Ready to go forth and make the changes necessary for yourself? Don't wait till you get sick, because it sucks to feel ill and be stuck working, especially if you have a long commute and terrible traffic every day. Go ahead, be brave, and make the changes necessary so you can be happy and fulfilled. 8. Kids that don't listen to you and create mayhem in your family, and I don't care what their age is. No kid has the right to backtalk, throw tantrums, throw things at their parents in these disrespectful ways. If your kid is too much for you to handle, there are larger issues involved that require professional help. If your kid refuses the help, then it's time for you to take away some of their favorite toys which you bought for them or pay for a month-to-month basis, such as their beloved cell phones. They rarely answer when you call or text. You know the facts better than I do. Who's the parent here anyway? Stop trying to be your kid's friend and instead enforce the boundaries necessary and that they want anyway, even if they tell you differently. Because if you don't enforce those boundaries, that same kid may very well tell you once they are much older that you showed you didn't care by allowing them to run wild. This, too, is something that I've seen many, many times in my practice. 9. Spending money on things you can't afford, usually because you're filling a hole in your soul. Since when did creating debt help a person to function better? I know because I've gone down this route too many times to count. However, I finally woke up and realized this is a very destructive thing to do. Even more so for the salaried people who give half their money in taxes right off the bat while having little room to increase their earning power, unless they start a business. For all the tax write-offs, and as something that feeds their soul, it's a worthwhile thing to do. Or perhaps some of you might get a second job. Either way, save some of your money and be more competent in its usage. 10. Never taking the time to be out in nature. The most wonderful soul-enriching experience we can have, marveling at the majesty that's all around us if we would just take the time to take it in. We need our time to contemplate our surroundings and get in touch with that which is greater than ourselves. One needn't take long rides to do this. Sit in your backyard if you have one, or go to a nature reserve. My older sister used to take me and my younger sisters to the nearby nature reserve with our dogs, and it was a great time. That is where I learned to appreciate the more local places. If you are more adventurous, go climb to the apex of a mountain with someone, an activity that my ex enjoys and got me to experience with him many times over the years. There are few things grander than climbing up 5,000-foot or higher mountain and looking out over the vista. It's just amazing. 11. Never finding time to be with your friends and family, those people whose company you enjoy. I could never understand why people bog themselves down in so much crap that doesn't matter. Because I know from my own experience of traveling to Israel for 2.5 months that it is the meaningful relationships in my life that matter as much to my happiness as my overall health. Without these people in my life, it would be empty and lonely. They give me the desire to continue doing the best I can with the life I have, as they give me great feedback about what I am doing here with my life. Something that gets lost when times get difficult. We all need our cheerleaders, and we all need to be there for our cheerleaders as well. Remember that. None of us can do anything of any value alone. We all need to have help in myriads of ways. Go out and schedule your time to be with your friends and family. You'll be very glad that you did so, and so will they. Bottom line, there are so many things that get lost when we make decisions based on what we think we ought to be doing instead of doing those things that fill our well. Take the time you need to take really good care of yourself, and don't forget to get some physical activity in there that you enjoy, because that is the best way to get your natural high as you increase the energy and love of life. Not about a return on 15 to 20 minute time expenditure. Eat good healthy food, one ingredient foods, and drink plenty of water to keep yourself hydrated. Dehydration leads to depressed feelings, so to be happy, stay hydrated, and stay away from all that sugary crap your body doesn't know what to do with, but get addicted to. The reason why we have so many overweight and obese people in this country, especially the kids, go figure. You can do much better than that for your own health and well-being. Give it a try and you'll be hooked. I promise you that much. I promise that if you even take a few of these ideas and implement them immediately, in no time at all, you'll be feeling a hell of a lot happier, much more fulfilled, and walking with joy in your step. Gee, that's a much better way to live. Go out, carry forth, and let me know how it's going for you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.